Yeah, I'm feeling there's a... It's a day of Avodah. What's the main Avodah Hayom Rosh Hashanah? I'll say, fine. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Alosh in Mitzvahs Hayom B'Shoifo. Most of the Gemara says, Sheikh HaTzaitvis Min HaTzodim Mikosh, Sheikh HaTzaitvis Min HaTzodim, Shoifo B'Emtza, Shoifo Mariach, HaTzaitvis Mekatvis, and Gemara says, Shem Mitzvahs Hayom B'Shoifo. The mitzvah Hayom Rosh Hashanah. It's Moshe, everybody knows that. The Rosh and Amik was Yeh Metua Yalochem. Yeh Metua Yalochem. And Agam, it's Tia Shaifa, was the mitzvah. Tia Shmiyo, maybe next week we'll start talking about that. But whatever, the mitzvah, but Akoponim, it's certainly, it's a mitzvah Maisis. It's what they call Chavis Eivoyim. It's a mitzvah Gufay. And on one hand, the sword involves a mice, tea, shmir. But it's possible that the Gevalt Gavar is a nefesh, right? More than any other mitzvah. That everybody knows. The Gavar is a nefesh, the company shayf is more l'choyo. But as far as we know, as our experience, more of a Gavar is a nefesh, the company shayf than other mitzvahs, perhaps. More than matzah. And this is the golden lotion of the Rambam, right? The Heilige Werte of the Rambam of the Tchias HaShefer Rosh Hashanah Arab Bishik Rosh HaKosufi Rem is Yeshba, right? The Rambam again, we just want to begin with this and the celebration. Everybody knows a lot. I'm sorry, I'm a fault, I don't know about Per. If you give me, I have to read it inside, but some of you know about Per. Per Gimel Loch Atal of Vilchus Kluvim. The Rambam says Arab Bishik Tchias HaShefer Rosh Hashanah Zeres HaKosuf means a mitzvah to Zeres HaKosuf. Remez Yeshboy, Kiloy Mar, Uu Yeshenim Mishin Aschem. Right, the famous words, Vinyadomi, Mokitsu, Mitarde Maschem, Vechipsu, Vimaseichem, Vechizvu, Betruvo. Search your ways, and Vechizvu, Betruvo, Vesichu, Vorachim. Remember the Boyer. Eilu Hashechim, Esa Emes, Behavle, Hazman. Every year, we went through a year, at the end of a year. Zman has Havolim. Zman carries with it Havolim. It's like this mud in the road. It's Havolim and Zman. Havolim and Zman. Havolim and Zman. Person can get ensnared in the Havolim and Zman. And then we do every year. We get ensnared. We fall into the Havolim and Zman. Eilu Hashaykh and Zemes Havolim and Zman. Havolim and Zman. V'shoygim kol shnosom v'hevel v'origa shal yoyil v'yatsil. They spend the time the whole year in Hevel v'orig. Doesn't help, doesn't do anything. Habidul nachasechem. So now, look, take stock. Vetiva dachechem, umalalechem. Vyazak lechot mekem damko hero. Mashabda shaloi tevo vechul. Okay. That's shayfa, which admits the name of shayfa. So about it, there's an accompanying avarice in nefesh. And, not bad, and, there's another givaldic component of Rosh Hashanah is tefillah. Tefillah is a. And in other places, in a few places, Rosh Hashanah is called the Lamoshal Yoyma Ditzloisim. Yoyma Tfilo. That's the way in other places in Chazan, Rosh Hashanah is called Yoyma Ditzloisim. The day of Tfilo. In fact, the Yishalmi in Rosh Hashanah, in the third parak, brings a pasuk in Yeshayah, which is in the Nechtarivim people. The apostle says, but I see Yom Yidroishun, Das Rochai Possum. The apostle didn't decide the after Yom Kippur. So Yishalmi Dashes, what's Yom? The few Droshes in Chazal, what's it mean Yom? The Gwan Chagiga said one thing, the Gwan Chagiga talked about that, Babi Rabdachad Yom. But Yishalmi Vice says, was like Yom, 2 days. Yom, 2 days. Yom Yidroishun, 2 days which we were Doyresh, Akash Boch. What are the 2 days, says Yishalmi? So interestingly, the 2 days in which the muhus of the day is to be doyresh is Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. There's a different perspective on the upcoming Chodesh Tishrei. Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, first 2 days Rosh Hashanah, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. The Talmud says that the muhus of those days is Tfilah. The days Batsim of Tfilah. Yemei Tfilah. Yemei Midrashon. not just tefillah, but midos, as well. And tefillah for sure, tefillah for sure is defined in the Torah as being avodas v'leiv. Is avodas v'leiv, so tefillah. So is a tefillah. And Roshon is mesugul moed v'tefillah, that the Mashal says already. Mashal says very famous Mashal, which everybody knows. Pono el tefillah se'aror. Also, it's Mashal inside, I think. Pono el tefillah se'aror. Alone, Aaron's on standing by himself. Aaron, that's what the standing alone, alone. So he says it brings a it's a tefillah se'aror, as tefillah se'aror shana v'yom kippur, the 3 days of the year, a whole year. Every day was nachshon. A whole year. At best, halvai we can say it's difficult to daven l'kavon. Halvai would ever say that with a tremendous amount of exertion we would daven l'kavon. Halvai would ever say even that. Perhaps not even that. But times was Hashem and Yom Kippur, so tefillas arot, long in the solitary days in which we're able to, it's much easier to double kavanah. Much easier to double kavanah from beginning to the end. Of course, tefillah goes. The Ein, I believe it, B'chol Bav, B'chol Nafshko, is much easier than tefillas arot, the solitary days, days in the year. But the miyuchadika days, it's very, very special days in which we can daven, we're able to daven kavanah. All the kavanahs we need. Yeah, and Magam, here's what leaves us our Mishnah, that is, we add on Rosh Hashanah, that's true of every other tefillah, Mayru, Shacharis, Minchotu, it's Yerma de Tzloysen, and some of you become a Makayim, Yerma de Tzloysen, all the tefillahs we say, that we daven on Rosh Hashanah. But one tefillah which we add, Malchus Ben Shacharis, Musaf, the Maisa Mishnah says Musaf. We'll see about it. Right away, we'll see about it. Mitzvah Shem. And each bracha has its own. Especially each bracha is different. We'll see the Gemara learns that from Sukkim. But it needs a hachonah. You can't just fall into it. You have to. So the hachonah for the tefillah consists of number one, learning the halachas, learning the sukkim. The best hachonah is always learning sukkim, like we said already earlier. Learning the sukkim. Everybody's masking to this. All body matters, I said, the best achon is learning the sugis, the tour. He says, if you know, if Mishabu, what is the best thing is sound with the Gemara, then make your way to the Shuchnoch. But in addition, it's not achon that's required, and that is that just look over, starting from now, it's not too early, look over the content of the Bochus, take your mouth, and look it over. It shouldn't have gathered dust and chaludo and lost in the morrow somewhere. The Divya Torah can become rusty. You have to shake off the dust and shake off the rust clean. The emphasis is, just because we settle lengu, just because we say lengu 3 times a day, every day, it doesn't mean there's no chon either. But Adrabah needs more chon. Because it comes to Sunday, you have to say what Sunday did. If you think that you know a lengu, because you said this morning, that's a terrible mistake. You have to be ready to say it last night. Talmud Chuni Alechem. As the Choyne, you have to know what each word means. And Shoifers, you have to know what the Psukim mean, what the Bakashim means at the end. Alright, so we begin here. Begin like this. The Mishnah says that Daflam Bei say the Baruch Hashem over the voice of Mishnah Hashem to kill Malchus in Mayim Benet Akeir. Kusas Hayim with the Akeir, Chanes with the Akeir, Chanes with the Akeir. Vayim Avayit Lo Bik Askan Dibur Miachim Minu. Miachim Minu said that, I'll just read the Mishnah first and then we'll see what's going on. That you combine the Baruch of Malchus with the Baruch of Kusas Hashem, the third Baruch of Shemun Esrei, begins with Atah Kodesh. And Ben Atakeya, but don't blow shofar. Why should I have blown? Why should I have blown shofar? Why do I explain everything? Then say, Dutas Ayyam, Dutas Ayyam is Atav Bechatonu, Molecha Kolon Kulvich Vadyal Vyovoy, Molecha Kolon Kulvich Vadecho, and the Chesim of the Dutas Ayyam is Melech HaKolot, and Kladish Svel, Vyam is the Koran. Then Takeya, then Zichoynes Vitakeya, Zichoynes Vitakeya, Vayim Avedo Yidol Vikas Koyanim, Omlo Rekive, in Menet Hill Malchi is no more master. Elo ima obis gus gus Hashem v'kol malchus imo im zayoyim v'tekeh v'chon v'tekeh v'chon v'tekeh. Let's begin now from this point of the Rashi. Let's skip the first two lines. Look at the more. Tonam avonon. Minayin sh'oim im obis nama. This, the rikos of this verse is in Megillah, in which the Gemara goes through the whole Seder Yud-Ches Brachos. Here we just bring the first three, then we go directly to Malchus and Shabbos. Minayin sh'oim im obis. What's the moka remez in Tanakh? Asmach to remez enough to say the book of Ovis, to mention the Ovis Agdashim, the first book of Shemunesri, Shemma Hovul Hashem B'nei Elim. What does it mean Hovul Hashem B'nei Elim? So the part is that B'nei Elim is a reference to Kleiswald. B'nei Elim, Hovul Hashem. What should he bring to Hashem? Covered voice. But the Gemara does it differently. Hovul Hashem, bring Kabuchu, bring or offer or mention Livne Hashem B'nei Elim. Elim is a reference to the Ovis. So Elim, which is the key, become a base Elim Ovis. Hovul Hashem, the Rashi has Kiel of Andrei, some mentioning to Kodesh Baruch Hu, they saw them, the strong ones. Who are the strong ones? Who are the Elim? The most powerful ones? Who are they? I've all mentioned the Nagiv. So B'nai Elim, the Drosh of Chazal, here's your object. It's not what you call a Vak, it's not the you, B'nai Elim, Hovul Hashem, which is after the Pshat. Another Pshat, maybe. But B'nai Elim is your object. Hovul Hashem, what B'nai Elim? B'nai Elim, voice, the next Pasuk, which we'll say tonight in Mitzvah Hashem. Hovul Hashem, Kovod Voice. Kovod Voice is Gevurois. Shvochim of Kovod and Oiz. That's what Oiz is Gevur. Chavlechem Chesed, Mechay Mesim, Shomim, everything, the whole list that we say in the second Vachem. B'nai Shomim, Du Shosh Mish, Du Shashem, Shem, Hovul Hashem, Kovod Shemoy, mention, in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kovod Shemoy, that's Ato Kodesh, Shem Chol Kodesh. Shach Vod Shem, B'nai Shomim, Malchish, Chonish, Shoyves, Mechol Shomim, Tesiv, Shavos, Zichro, Intu, Omigu Kodesh, Shavos, Zek, Du Shayim, Tepos, Zekin, Parash, Emo, Shavos, Zek, Du Shayim, the same Baruch Hu, referring to Du Shayim. The Chazal Dash and the Shabbos Zichron Tua is not different now. It's talking about the Yom Tov, of Rosh Hashanah, but different Chalokim of Tfilas Rosh Hashanah. Shabbos Zichron Tua, according to this Drosh Chazal, is different Chalokim of Tfilas Rosh Hashanah. Shabbosin means talk about the Yom Tov itself. It's like Guzayim, Metalic is what we call Guzayim, the middle Baruch Hashanah. Zichron is to say Zichronis, Tua is to say Shofar, it's Tukum Shofar. Migokoidesh, that's the description of the Yontif. What does it mean? Kashiobas, yes, Melocha. Rabbi Kiva says the Ashen will differently. Omel Rabbi Kiva, Mibne, Malu, Neymar, Shabbosin, Shvois. That's what Shabbosin means is an Asay to be Shvois, Mi Melocha. Because it goes with Chilo. We're talking about the Yontif. Suppose he told me that the Yontif is also Mi Melocha. Okay. El Shabbosin means Kashiobas, yes, Melocha. And then, what do we say on this Yontif? Zikorin, Zikorin, Shvois, Shvois. Migokoidesh, that's the Boch of Duzayoy. Aye, what happened to Malchias? So, Minay Shem Malchias, Tan Yerubim, Mani Shem Keshem, Mochel Shavi. The Malchus. This is in Pinchos. Yes, we do him a way, in the Torah, Ray Omer, Ray Lucham Zikor in the Nil Keshem, Shain, Tam Lim, Mani Shem Keshem, Batam Lim, Mani Shem Keshem, Zeben, yeah, Komokon Shem, as Chinese, Malchus, Lim Mohem. So when he says Zikorinus, Malchus comes along with it, like he says in the Bosom. Okay, stop him. Everybody knows Rashi and Chumash, Machlokes Rashi and Bani Chumash. Rashi and Chumash, the Parashat Emor, says on this pasuk, Rashi on this pasuk in Chumash brings his Gemara. The pasuk Zichron Tua brings Gemara, Zichron Shemim, Zichron is Tua Shemim Shachoris. The Ramban in two places has the same objections to him. The Ramban objects to Rashi, and the Ramban says it's Mashma from Rashi and Chumash in Ramban and Chumash, and also Sefer Mitzvahs, in Sefer Mitzvahs in Sher Shalom. The Ramban says Mashma from Perish Rashi. Rashi brought in Chumash. Rashi brought in Chumash. So the Ramban says Mashma that it's a Pshat in the Pasuk. If Rashi telling you that brings his Rosh on the Pasuk, it's Mashma is a Pshat in the Pasuk. If it's a Pshat in the Pasuk, then it comes out as Deraisa. The Machis when Shavuos is Deraisa. The Ramban says it's not Deraisa. The Ramban says it's the Rabbanan that brings Rayas. But by first Ramban asks, if you ask me that, the Gemara says we just learned. Rachmano or Ma'id Kari. That was the first line that we skipped, Akumar. Imen, Lomu Maske. Omar Lom Kivi, Imen Ken Machis, Lomu Maske. Lomu Maske, what do we say? Machis, Rachmano or Ma'id Kari. Rachmano or Ma'id Kari means that Kosh Boko said, Rachmano means that Kosh Boko, Kosh Boko said, Ika. So not much more to Rabon. Like Rabon wants to say in the Smachto, in the course of Smachto, but rather Rachmano or Ma'id Kari. So there Rabon says, and this really is what's going to get him in Sefer Mitzvah school. They find that Rabban's sheet is that not every time Chazal use the lashon Rachmanu Omer do kach v'kach, whatever it is, does that necessarily mean that kind of a deraisa? Means Chazal meis times a year, Chazal doishim use the lashon Rachmanu Omer even when they refer to a drabonim. Referring to something which is whose origin is drabonim, the sefer what it does, doesn't necessarily imply that deraisa. That which he does. Ramban. So he says that by the same token, take a look at the test sign. Ramban says it doesn't make a difference what loss in the Gemara. You should take a look at the test sign. The famous Gemara. Omar. At the best begins, Omar Vitim Sumer of Akiva. Mibna Imam Omer Toyo of Yu. Mibna Imam Omer Toyo of Yu. Omer Vipesach. And Shalachem and Shalachem. So the Gemara says in the second wide line, says we'll take a look at the last line. Omer Kosh Bochu, Ovil Fanai Shalachem. Then Mivne Moment, Omer Kosh Bochu, Nischa Lofanai Maim, Nischa Lofanai Sukis. The Imu Lofanai, the Hemshech of Omer Kosh Bochu, in the second wide line of Tazayin of Malach, says Omer Kosh Bochu, Imu Lofanai. Rosh Hashanah, Malchi is the Chayinus, Vishay Forus, Malchi is Kadesh, Tam Lichuni Alashem. They see, this says Ramban, it's a shayla. Ramban says either Omer Kosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, so same thing. Omer Kosh Baruch Hu, Omer Mono is a lotion the Chazal used. But doesn't necessarily imply that the Raisa. So I, Vim Toma, the Mashma, Tosh Div Ramban, again, it's not our sugi, but why, what's happens? Why, like, why didn't Samuel can ask him? Why did they use it? Why did Gemara use the lotion? So why did they use the lotion that could be misinterpreted? Why use the lotion that's misleading? Why talk and say Omer Achmona? Why say Omer Kosh Baruch Hu but something whose origin is only Drabonim? It's not a misinterpretation. So Ramban, in Mitech Divrei Ramban, the answer is very clear. The answer is because the Kosh Baruch Hu says they want, this is Rosh Hashem. Even if it's unfortunate Torah, but Mitzvah Sefer, Mitzvah Drabonim, but the Torah in the Heidegger Pasha granted authority to the Sanhedrin, the Chachomim, to make the Akonos and Mitzvahs. Either in the Pasha, Vasisa Api Asherucho, Vasisa Kol Asherucho, today's Pasha, or the other Pasha, which the Gemara brings really, Shalav Yichav Yagedcho, Zikenecho Yemuloch, the Gemara says in the Sugi of Chanek and Shabbos, the Gemara brings that Pasha. So the Torah says, listen to what the Chachomim say, listen to what they do. Listen to what they tell you to do, I'm sorry. So it's not inaccurate to say, Omer Kosh Baruch Hu, Imu Lufanai Malchius. That's not the Pasuk in the Torah. The Chachomim said it, but Kosh Baruch Hu wants us to do it nevertheless. But, it's what he called Rabon, sunrise. No. The Rabban means the Raya. The Rabban's main Raya, this is the Kasha of the answers. Ban's main raya is a Gemara. And the Lam and Daldon Beis. The Gemara says, "And Lam and Daldon Beis mitzvah betaking nesim and amavochin." It's a bigger mitzvah in Kiyas Shofar than in Brochus. Ketzad, they are yours. A person has the choice of going to two cities. You can only make it to one of the two. V'achas toikin, one is a shayfut about kiyah. V'achas, but there's no shiur tzibur, and he doesn't know musa about pek. We'll see about that later. He doesn't know, so he's going to have to listen to shiur tzibur. He's not able to daven by himself. He has no machzor. There were no machzorim. Time chazal. There's no sidurim. And in one place, there's a shayfut, but it's not about tefillah. They'll get together, the whole shayfut, and there's no. Ba'achas mevochim. In the other place, they have about tefillah that's going to daven for the omud, and you might see everybody. There's no shofar. Heilich l'mokum holchim l'mokum shetoykin. Go to the place where you hear shofar vein, holchim l'mokum mevochim. We have the truth. Nebuch. We have the truth. Shul shofar over tefillah. Why? It was a treat to hodo reisa hodo rabonon. Shofar is the reisa, tefillah is the rabonon. So they want to cheat us. What's the chiddush that goes to the rice and the boss and the rabbi? The Gemara says, that's three have died by the Sobe. So the Gemara says, the chiddush is, even though it's in the place where the shofar, not sure there's going to be shofar. The body about tefillah sovik deraisa sovik, and they were giving a chance, a possibility. The time of deraisa outweighs a vada drabon. That's a bond applied to doesn't apply to shayfa and muser and machat achroisa. It applies to other things too in your life. A vada deraisa, a sovik deraisa takes precedence over a sovik over vada drabon. If we have to choose, if we have to take, make a choice. But Rabban Akubon says Rabban, the fool should come over. The tefillah is the tefillah shoshana. If the rabbonon, so what? If Rashi and Chumash held, that's the right. So what do you do with this? So people, again, I want to win the Sunday off table. We'll have to do two. Like this, the tshuva, yesh loy mel gis, I always say it over. I heard from my grandma's son, Vocha, there was a maglu before me, and ever say it to us, and I saw another chorin, I believe, that yesh loy mel dream yashe, if she does Rashi, that Rashi held like this, that Vocha's together with Kiyas is the Raisa. When is it that came to Raisa to say, Malchus and Shoypress, if they're accompanied by Shoypress, the way we do it? We have a Chabon in Chazor Sashat, some have Kiyas Malachas too, but we have in Chazot HaShash, we'll say, there's Malchis and Shofar, there's Chayin Shofar. And then Shofar is in Shofar. What's the Mok of the... The Mok is the Mishnah, it says in the Mishnah. Tekeya, Malchis with Tekeya, it's the Chayin Tekeya, it's with Tekeya. With Tekeya. And try to look back, if you want, look back at the Zayin. And that Gemara that we held, the Gemara says, Oh my gosh, Baruch Hu, Im Ulfanai, Barashan Malchis, Tekeya, Tekeya, then you have two words. Uba me be shayfar. Uba me be shayfar. What does mean uba me be shayfar? What do the words mean? Uba me be shayfar. Says the Ritva here. The teacher Ritva. And what is on this sugi? Ritva says uba me be shayfar means that the tavon is that shayfar accompanies each of the brachos. That's my maybe shofar. You say Malchi is Tamukuni, and then the shofar comes. He brings the psukim in Tanakh, but in the mouth it's printed the same Rav Tzadik going 10 times for the shofar. Most of the machzorim are going before the shofar. Before the Rosh Hashanah, they have 10 times Rav Tzadik going. One is the Imam Luchamelech in Machuza the Aro down here. Imam Luchamelech and the coronation, they have a king. You blow trumpets, different things. So too the Rosh Hashanah Tamukuni Alechem. So we after we mamlech kosh bochu bepem, so we blow the shofar. The shofar comes malchi, the shofar of hamloch, and then it came out the first in the ritual there. Then zichroino is nochem. How do we say it? Why do we say zichroino? What's the point of zichroino? It's because yalla zichron nechem upon al toivel. Bameh. And what else? How do we accompany the bochu of zichroino with shofar? Then says ritual mele, both bameh and shofar also includes. To say the bracha shofar, it didn't fall through the cracks. It's here. Since we blow shofar, so mainly the bracha about shofar too. But here's the mokel in terms of the why, if you want the why. Why is what does it mean? What's its significance of the kiyas? I said the brachas. So here we explain our list. The kiyas accompany brachas. So we just explained that the kiyas have one. The one have one toichen. When after malchus is another toichen after zichronis. That's kiyas and malchus, kiyas of zichronis. But Agubonim, now Yeshayim has Rashi held that when the brachos are accompanied by kiyas, then they kiyam deraisa. And so it's very good. The Gemara that Ramban brought in the Aflamid is mefurish. In one, they're not going to have kiyas said brachos. They're not going to have kiyas said brachos. One place toiki and another place mevolchim. So the brachos by itself could be drabon. Brachos by itself could be drabon. But together with the shayfa is deraisa. You're talking about the shayfa is deraisa. Shayfa with the brachos deraisa, kiyam deraisa. To have Jesus said brachas, and the brachas himself reciting the malchus rosh shofar is the kiyam deraisa. So then we see Rashi the another very very big smach ledover zeh, tremendous smach ledover zeh. The Rashi in at least half a dozen places throughout Shas, whenever the Gemara says, take a look for example, the Lamed Gimel Beis. We see a few. Lamed Gimel Beis, the Gemara talks about seder tkiyas, seder tkiyas sholosh. Look at the right away in the Rashi on the mission, seder tkiyas sholosh. Says Rashi, Achaz Malchus, Achaz Zichronis, Achaz Shofaros. Then later in the Mishnah says, Moshach Bashir, because the one for Malchus, one for Zichronis. Then the last Rashi in the Mishnah, came we have the Yeshol Shpomim, Bishul Malchus, Bishul Zichronis, Bishul Shef Horois. Rashi, the three that we blow, said the Yeshol Shpomim means we blow three sets of Kiyah three times. That means the Rashi and nine Kolos, what everybody knows, correct? So Rashi doesn't miss an opportunity. Rashi doesn't come out, doesn't miss an opportunity to tell you that the three sets of Kolos that we blow is Achas, Malchus, Achas, the Zichronis, Achas, the Shepharis. And he says it in Sukkot too, totally out of the blue, when the Gemara says in the end of Sukkot, Machlokes Rabbi Rabbanan, whether it's been Shemachas, not been Shemachas, Rashi says, three sets of Kiyah, Achas, Malchus, Achas, the Zichronis, Achas, the Shepharis. And I like to bring Rashi, especially the end of Shas. Also, let's not forget it when you get to Eruchin, that Yud Tia Shev is mentioned. So Rashi takes an opportunity to throw in Achas the Machias, that Yud Amud Aleph. Teisha Tia Shosho Machias, Veshosho Sechoines, Veshosho Sheforis. Totally unnecessary here to understand Sugi, but Rashi everywhere. That's what the decimation opportunity to tell you. That key, the three sets of keys, that's for Malchus and Shavuos. So it's mashma that the two go together. The keys enhance the brochus enhance the keys. Midrash says, man, it's not right, not rochus to say that when they come, they bite keys, the brochus themselves are part of the key of the Midrash. Yes, sir, Al Kain. I know, the Gemara here says, the Gemara of Lamed Dalet is a mandoma in the Gemara. It's a chiz, we didn't, the Mishavu, you don't know this. Mishavu, you wouldn't know this. But in the Gemara, there's a mandoma. In the Gemara's Mandoma that says that Midraisim chuyiv to hear only three kolos in Hoshana. Kolos in Hoshana is Achas Midivei Torah, Shtayim Midivei, one set of Kiyas with Kiyas, Achas Midivei Torah, Shtayim Midivei Sefer, with one Mandoma. Shtayim Midivei Torah, another Mandoma, Achas Midomar Vechna, the white line here, Namdal Dimon Aleph. There's such a Mandoma. We've asked 9 or 30 with all kolos, yes, Midivei Sovik, but it's a Mandoma here, Achas Midivei Torah, Shtayim Midivei Seifim. Okay, fine. What's Rashi saying? Achas Midivei Torah, Shtayim Midivei Seifim. Why does one add another two? Achas Midivei Torah, why add more? Why add more? This is not Shehenyoshim, it's not Kis, the Mutsu, Kis, the Bumar, which is Abi Vesotan. That's something else. That's why we do it one time in Davening, then we repeat later to Nesri. There the Gemara says Abi Vesotan, everybody knows that, right? There, the repetition of the whole Kis. First we blow Kiyas the Mishnah, then we blow Kiyas the Mumma, that's Labe Mr. Sultan, that's the sign of faith. But here in the Essen Takonda, how many Kiyas do we blow? So they added two Mumma to be saving. One service, one. It's not a Kasha. But look at what Rashi says about it. So Rashi says here, the Lahashvas Malchus, the Chorin, the Mishnah, the Kiyas say him. That all the Brochus should have Kiyas. You hear what Rashi says? Rashi's on the outside here. The Lahashvas Malchus, the Chorin, the Mishnah, the Kiyas say him. It means if you hold that midraisa, if you hold the midraisa, there's only three kolos in Rosh Hashanah. Kiyah to what kiyah? That's it. So Rashi says in the very beginning of the midraisa they get in. When did they blow? They blew in the middle of Musaf. I see that version as Rashi. They blew in the middle of Musaf. Midraisa, the before Zayin Rabbanon, any takonos Rabbanon, they blew in Musaf. So then came at the Tekonim Rabbanon. So which bracha had it? That Rashi doesn't tell us. Which bracha had it? Was it Malchus or Zechonis or Shofar? If you ask me, I would think maybe Shofar. So wait till the end. So you finish everything. Maybe. But it doesn't make difference. Whichever one of the three brachas had was immediately followed by the Kiyas. The other two didn't have the Kiyas. So that's the rationale. That's the motivation for the Rabbanon to add another two sets of Shofar. Why? L'hashvoi is ha-brachas. B'mashu Malchus Zechonis or Shofar. They see me foolish and Rashi. Here's also another big smash. That the Midraisa, that Kiyas belong to the Brochus. And this man, Dorma, that said there's only one set of Kiyas. So one of the Brochus had it. Came the Bonda and they said, let's be mash with all the Brochus. Each and every one of the Brochus have its own Kiyas Shofar following it. At the bottom, that's one Indian here. They're going to Rashi, Yesh Lema, that they see a combined Kiyas and Midraisa of Kiyas and I'll say the Brochus. Says the Baal HaMoed. Now, look at the interesting sugya here. I'm going to get to the point here. It's important to put it here to understand. Baal HaMoed says, the Rishonim after bring his Baal HaMoed. And the Oymer, the Baal HaMoed is... Okay, what's we'll up with this? Then that you base not very. When the Oyme came, me service aloch, ain but son of Sheva Boch, Zel Tesha. Ain loyal, Ben Avis, Ben Shachris, Ben Musa, Ben Minche. So this is a whole new city for somewhere. Balmo says that really make it in all brachos, all tefillos of Rosh Hashanah have machis one shayvus. Not only once in Musaf, but Ma'ariv and Shachas in Minchah too. We say machis one shayvus 4 times in each day of Rosh Hashanah. That's make it in shayvus halacha. The shayvus halacha should be like that. He brings the raya, and we shouldn't bring the raya. He brings the raya. The Gemara says in brachos, this is even not reading. He says. To Moshe Tiver preparing to listen to Shachar, Hanesh Menashe connected me. The Lord brings Yuchas Bochos connected what? Connected the Chulias of that chorus in Ovel Hashem. Hanesh Sheva, the Shabbat, the seven Bochos, the Shabbos Yondov connected me. Then the Bochos is Hanesh Tesha Bochos, the Rosh Hashanah connected me. What's the answer? What's the answer? Tesha Bochos, there was one more answer. Connected the nine as chorus, nine Shemis and Tfilas Chana. You have to know, the Chazad the Gemara tells us this, there's an inherent connection. Between Tfilas, as advice that after Aleph Rosh Hashanah, first day of Rosh Hashanah, we say Tfilas Chana. Then we say the after from Shmuel and Tfilas Chana is the conclusion of the after. So it's, you have to know some inherent connection. Be'etzim, some inherent connection between the Tfilas Chana and Rosh Hashanah. The poshto connection is because I read Rosh Chazav of Rashi, it's a reference to this Esgalus of Malchus Shemayim in the Bria. It begins with Tanach maybe. Tanach, Sefer Shmuel. Pichazal, it refers to the different Giluim of Malchus Shemayim, and ends with Melch Mashiach. Meeting Ezra Malchus of Yom Kim Mashiach. The name is Mchay Moshe Leviol, Moshe Masha, make him up a doll. Yod did not say, Vite Noise, the Malk of Yom Kevin Mishichoy. It's a reference to the out and Mufush, the others is the most of the Mufush. Vite Noise, the Malk means Yom Kevin Mishichoy. So it has to do with Malach Kolim Kol Bechaydecho. Maybe it's an attempt to perhaps that's a connection. Tfilas Chano, and Rosh Hashanah. So it's certainly connected in that sense. Hakabam, the Gemara says in Brochos. The Gemara says in Brochos that there are nine Shemes here. Shem Avai appears 9 times here. That's why in Rosh Hashanah we say 9 Brochos. 9 Brochos. So that's the thing about Moz Rai is that the 9 is like what the Gemara there mentioned before, 18 and 7. Just like 18 is all our tefillos are 18. On Shabbos says Hanei Shiva to Shabbat connected me. All 4 tefillos in Shabbos are tefillos of Sheva Brochus Sheva, and some melem by comparison, in context, we say that the Teisha Brochus of Rosh Hashanah refers to all tefillos. So near Elon Mikash Ein Lon Olchalik B'Teisha Brochus B'Chol Tefillos Hayom. Just like Moshe Ein L'chol L'chalek B'Shmanesvei Shalchol M'Shem Shav Shavas Shal Shabbos. No, not like this. Here. So the... That means that the... I mean, it's partial. It's a... It's Rosh Hashanah Tikkat Tefillah. Tefillah Rosh Hashanah is 9 brachos. He said. Okay. Now, next line by Lamor. There's a lot of long implications here. Av al pi shein toikin ela b'musaf. The Balmo is answering, the Bemis is Rambam's kasha on him. But here he's bavoning the kasha. What's the kasha? It's a ho'ri. Balmo is a ho'ri on himself. If I hold, I'm telling you that each and every Jewish Rosh Hashanah has nine brachos, which is namely Malchus and Shofaris. So then, forget, it should be expected. We should blow Shofar and Chazos HaShatz. It might have not only Musa, but Shachas and Mincha too. No, not like that. So the M is like this. Yesh Loimar. The head Rashi held like the Balamor, so this would be Tati. Rashi would hold like that. The way we just explained Rashi. We just went through this Rashi. That they go together, Tis and Brochus go together. So if Rashi would have held like this Balamor, then Rashi would have said this would have said. Or you can say the other way. That's why Rashi thought there's no like that. Because since Rashi holds the Machis and Shoivis go together with Kis, and Kis go together with Machis and Shoivis, so then he should have had it. And if you're supposed to dive in Machis and say Machis and Shoivis in every field, so there should have been, it would have been accompanied by Shoivis. Elamai, from the fact that it says Mefuj in the Mishnah, the next Mishnah writer says that we only blow Shoivis in Musav. So Rashi held Shmami know that supposedly that we only say Machis and Shoivis in Musav. And the Rambam himself also says that. This is Rambam's Tainah. The Rambam al Chamis right here. We'll take a look at another minute. This is Rambam's Tainah, even though you read this line in the Balamor, but this is one of his main Tainahs on the Balamor. It says, Tears only one time, not five, not four times, not three times, not four times. So how could he say that, that we say Machna Shabbos four times on Rosh Hashanah? Oh. Balamor had a different approach here. Balamor had a different approach, the approach of Balamor is not like we said before in Rashi. Well, no, hell, there are two inyonim here. There's a Chayvest Tefillah. And Rosh Hashanah, and all Sherish at the end. The Maisa, not again. We don't do it. Balmo himself didn't dive in that Rosh. Balmo, the next line says, don't do it. I don't do it. You don't do it. And just follow the meaning. But we're all speaking now hypothetically. But the Shidus Balmo is like this. And hypothetically, the really two sukkies which are not intertwined as they are going to Rashi. As much as they are going to Rashi. It's a Chayvest Tefillah. Chavis feels like on Shabbos 7 brachos, but only 9 brachos. Remember this Tefillas Chanuk, 9 Shemis, 9 Askoras in Tefillas Chanuk. That's how Rosh Hashanah digit Tefillas. Tefillas Rosh Hashanah 9 brachos. In one of them, then there's a mitzvah in the Torah of Shofar. Yerim to a year lochem, and kanir midrabonon, most likely, or perhaps midraisa kon balmor. There's a mitzvah to blow the Shofar. I'll say the brachos. I'll say the brachos, but it's not the chart that the brachos in the shofar enhances the brachos. There's a combined team and derives the brachos of brachos with the shofar. We said going to Rashi. It's when we blow shofar either the rabbanon digidin or perhaps derives the time for the mitzvah. Yeah, shofar is in the middle of Shmoneser of Musaf one time. So Chazal picked which tefillah is Musaf. What the heck? The Moses white tefillah is Musaf. Two times either. Why? There's a Malchus. The Shalom means apostle, but there's a Malchus. But the Moses, there's a Malchus. One time they said they blew Shachar, they go in front, and they were ganging up, or whatever, they're making a rebellion. So we wait until it's later in the day, to boy, that's it, over here. There's a Malchus. Okay, that's according to Balamor.
And then he answered the Gemara that says the Rabbanim,
Yeah, certainly good. The Hamas, man.
Good.
Could be Drabon condemn. Could be Drabon. There's no reason to say it could be Drabon. And the whole institute of 9 brochures, like 7 brochures in Shabbos. It could be Drabon, perhaps. What?
He
doesn't say the taste of brochures in the rice. Maybe it's premature, but I can put him at the time of Pshat. Remember, the Ramban asked the Kashim about Lemoy and Milchamis, what we just said. The Rabban asked the kasha that if you dab, if it's a malchus, a shofar, a shachar, a mincha, so then it should have been shofar. And Rabban says there isn't. And there isn't. And the posh says there isn't. So it must be that you don't dab in those, you don't say those brachos either. Why did Rabban not, well, why did Rabban hold it to the kasha? The Teretz is very posh. We just said a Teretz. Yeah, Shloim like this. Why did Rabban? Why wasn't he noches that the deal in Balmor Bavon the kasha when he said Mikomo Kam ain't taking the Elbe Musaf? So why did he ignore that deal in the Balmor ain't taking and said no, it should have been Kiyas and Nishna Tefila? Because the Teretz was it's poshut. The Tefila we daven. No, we're just I'm repeating what I said. Because the Kiyas Balmor is Mevur Hetiv. Tefila is a Tefila Zechiv to daven nine brachas. There's a mitzvah of Yom Tov Yilchem. The Bal Shavu Nashana. Chazal say. You have to pick a time, and I can add also, it's important to know, Shiras Balmor is, some idea, Shiras Balmor is that what we got Kiyas Dem Yusuf is not, it's not Mitkuvah Sagamor, but from Takon Sagoin. What was the Shiras Yochid? Shiras Yochid. Shiras Yochid, that Kiyas Dem Yusuf is not Medina Gemara. Kiyas Dem Yusuf means that after, before Musa, after Gris HaTorah. That's what everybody calls Kiyas Dem Yusuf. Balmor says, that's a later Takon Ach HaChashim is the Talmud. That the Goyim instituted for Cholim as a Canaan and couldn't say Shul, they came before Musa, they were Shoif, and they left. And the Anuta Kona is not, and that's not what Rabbi Bo is referring to, that design. And he says, Loma taking Shem Yeshvin, Loma taking Shem Yimdim. But Musa says that's something else. Everybody else learns Rashi, Toysvis, they learn that when that out Kiss the Mushov is based on the Gemara. Taking Shem Yeshvin, we call it Kiss the Mushov. Taking Shem Yimdim is Tiers the Mumad in Shem Nesvin. But Musa says, Yochit, not upon him. So according to Balamor, the only thing they blew Shofar once. When? In the middle of Muslims. But and the Pshad, according to Balamor, is Koma, like we said before. That, let's say it's Rabbon. There's a mitzvah that Rabbon said the time to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Shofar, is in the middle of Muslims. Why? Because there's a connection, and it has a Shaychus. Again, that's the Eshlaim Pshad in Balamor. But the mitzvah of Shofar is the mitzvah of Reiser, the mitzvah of Tefillah, something else. The Rabbon said, put it together. So why is Rabban saying no? If you're davening, every time you're davening, machis from shofar, you have to have the shofar. That's the right against the balamor. That's Rabban's tashim balamor. Because the bosh is that the Rabban is going to. I'll tell you this. Rabban is going to kosher. In terms of premature in terms of the presentation, but the Rabban. The Rabban has himself was machadish a new sheet in terms of against the mishav. And here's the movement. I tell you what it is. The Tosfos, the Rif, the Rambam all had a different meaning in Kiyas Dem Umar. What was their meaning in Kiyas Dem Umar? The old meaning, which again was always a Shem being, is that for Malchus they blew only a Tashrat, for Zechonis they blew only a Tashat, and for Zechonis they blew only a Tarat. That was the meaning that called them all, which was in effect in the time of the Rishonim. What we do, that we blow Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat for Malchus. And again, for Sephardim, again, for Shabbos, it's relatively speaking new. It's a few hundred years old. The Rishonim didn't do it. Most Rishonim didn't do it. The Rambam didn't do it. The Rif didn't do it. They didn't do it. But they all Rishonim had tremendous difficulty understanding the meaning. Chayes is ready in Lamed Gimel Beis. That's the kasha. The Chayes is had this aspect. Because if Tashrat is a proper tier, so then Sephardim Shabbos don't have a good tier. If Tashrat is a proper tour, so then Malchus and Shabbos don't have it. Well, so what's the time of the minig? The minig is a tatas asmei. It's mutually exclusive. Each bracha, if you write, it's important. Kalu hovin. So with Mr. Shem, next week, the week after, we'll see the Teutim in Rishayim. 2 weeks, we'll see how Rishayim got out of this. Ban in the daf before in the Rif, was Mechalech a new mahalach. A new mahalach to get out of this. Ban says like this. Rabban says that the Iker Mitzvah Shofar of Yom Tov Yilchem from Mekayim with Kiyas Dem Yusuf after Kiyas Dem Yusuf before Tefillas Musaf. That Kiyas that we blow in Musaf and the Brachos are on a whole different sheet. The Kiyas that we blow in Musaf on the Brachos is similar to the Kiyas that they blew on Taniyos. The Mishnah is in Tainis says on Taniyos they added 6 Brachos. Right? And on each Brachos the Mishnah says, Tikum, they have Tikum, they after each of the 6 brachos that they added to Taniyos, it was Shofar. Not because the Taniyos is the day of Yom Tov, that's a Yom Tov Yilchem. Because Taniyos, it was an Eitz Tzoro, and Tefillah, was Kadim B'Chatzoy Tzoyis, or Shofar B'Chatzoy Tzoyis, Pshas Tfilah, Pshas Tfilah, there's an in Minatoy, or perhaps a Midrabonon. So when you say Brochus, when you say Tfilahs, you come to the Moshoif, as I hear sometimes with Shreis and Tandiris and whatever, some different places. I still sometimes, every so often, it's a Midrashoif, it blows. So Rabban says, Chazal, we're Misaki and Tkias and Rosh Hashanah and the Brochus, the same thing, just like in Tanias. And Rabban calls it Chavis Brochus. Chavis Brochus means not the mitzvah of, not an extension of the mitzvah of Yerim Tuya Lachem. It's a Chavis Brochus. And Rabban answers the Rishon Tuya, either the Seder that they do of Tashvat for Malchus, Tashvat for Sechonis, and Tarach for Shavis is mutually exclusive. Rabban says, on Rosh Hashanah, only one of them is kosher. That we'll learn next time, Mitzvah Shem. But for Tanias, everything goes. Tanias, ben if you go out Ashvat, ben if you go out Ashvat, ben if you go out Ashvat, it's not paid. Everything is good for those tears which are chovas, brochas, everything is good. Different type of shayfa, different type of tears shayfa. Again, chovas, brochas is lost in Rabban. So mainly that now we know that's about the Rabban's Kashim Balamor. Rabban's coming from the premise of his Havana and what's the relationship, what's the din, what's the meaning of tears and brochas. It's not that this is a place in which this is time and place in which we Mekayim Yerim Tu Yilachem. In the middle of Musaf, we Mekayim Yerim Tu Yilachem. Rabban held not yet. Rabban held, it's part of the tefillah. It's part of the tefillah. Part of the tefillah. Brochus, just like in Tainis, is a Chavis Brochus, the blow Shoifa. So part of the tefillah includes blowing Shoifa. So that's why he held this as a question of Balamor. Balamor says that if you have Malchus Ben Shoifa, it's Shachus and Mincha too, Rabban says it should have been Shoifa. That's the Mas Kashin. But just, so nobody should think that nobody should make a mistake. Elish, the meaning, I just, Balmor in the middle says, Minek hu biyadeinu me'avaseinu, ve'avoyse avaseinu, shen espal limtesha ele b'musofim. We don't do it again. Maybe it's like the Shuvash Sherish Halacha, it's like that, but we don't do it. Ein espal limtesha ele b'musofim, u b'sh'ar tfilo yisim espal limsheva, u minek ovoyse toyohi, ve'ein l'shanois. Don't nobody should be a wise guy and have intention of Bocha to be his Balamor. Mean that over story, Ben Shannis. Now let's see, look at this. Go back to the Mishnah. Now let's think, what was the Mishnah talking about? But maybe Shaifa, correct. Very good, that's right, for sure. Now, we read the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, you have like this. In the Mishnah, you have. There's a problem here. The Mechalei Shemirich Menuri, how we arrange the brochas. Shemirich Menuri says that we put Malchus in Kedushas Hashem, and the Kiva says no, we put Malchus in Kedushas Yoyim. And the advice is the third sheet there, that we put Zichronis in the Kedushas Hayoyim. Zichronis in Kedushas Hayoyim. That was to say, according to the Moshim Gamil and the advice, we say, and Melech HaKodesh, then Mekadosh HaShov, and then Ato B'chatonu, and then you say Ato Zecher, and... No, I'm sorry, you say Olenu Shabbat, I'm sorry. Quintin is the third sheet in the Gemara, that Malchus is the Bochav Ifnei Atzma, which comes after Gush Hashem. So it would begin with Olenu Shabbat, would end Pashas with the Melech HaKodesh, Mulchoyo. Then the middle Bochav would begin with Ato B'chatonu, and include Ato Zecher, since they have... Instead of finishing, instead of after Mipnei Chatoenu, saying Oleinu, after Mipnei Chatoenu, you begin Ato Zeichim. That's the third sheet in the book. But let's see what's going on here. Well, why do you have to juggle? Why do you have to do this juggling act? Say 10 brachos. Well, why is all this? I know each one that juggles and combines the one bracha with another. Why? So we know that we heard the answer here. Because we have the Miyasha, the two Mekoris, the two Nyonim. You have on the one hand, the Gemara brings either the Raisa or the Bono, whatever it is, either the Smachta or the Raisa. Minayin Shlomim Malchis, we have a Moko. Minayin Shlomim Zichoin, the Anishon Kechim. Minayin Shlomim Zichoin, it says Zichoin. Minayin Shlomim Shlomim, it says Tuam. So what's that? Three. We have to add three Bochas. That's Bochas. We have to add three Bochas. The other hand, the Gemara Bochas says, that Gemara Bochas says, and Roshona, i.e., let's say Moslif and Roshona, we say only nine Bochas. We say nine Bochas Roshona. So if you begin with a base of seven, they have to add three to get to ten. But we can't say more than nine, because the Gemara Brochus says nine. That's why Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda, or Kiva, and the Tanoim, Rabbi Shimon Galil, they had to do this juggling act of the combining of Brochus. There's no 10. We hold there's no 10. There's only 9. No. We count the very important Nikud here. Very important Nikud here. Baal Mor says in the that before. Nishtano min hogim. Very interesting. To take you, if you take with a few dollars, that means. Artis ma masha man was in Nishtano min hogim. Can these zohu? The mother is reminiscing with us. And these zohu ki vo isi be yaldusi. I always say the Baal Mor said that Yeretan Gom, he was 20 when he started writing the Sefer Mor. So he's reminiscing. It's a long time ago when he was young. He was 20 when he started writing it. So, it took him a few years maybe, but to get to Hashanah, how long did it take him? And these Zocho, Kiri Isi Beyaldusi, Kol Hatsibo Mespalim Vimusofim Sheva, Vishatz Levado Yoyu Mespalo Teisha, and Voy Toli Minhogim Biminhoge Yeshivas Agoinim. And they said this was the minig biyodim from the times of the goyim. Kichein motzul kosuv b'sepveyim. Kichein tims of milchos with geyis taken. Ve'achshav chosva kol yeyis mitfalim teisha brochus. So what's going on? What is this? What's going on? First thing you have to know is like this: that the last sugya of Rosh Hashanah says that Rosh Hashanah. Last sugya of Rosh Hashanah says that on Rosh Hashanah. The machlokes of Gemara and Chachamim whether Shechitah was made since a boki day for Rosh. That's last of the Moshon. Can the Gemara sheet is that Shechitah was made as a rabbi, but not only and became blood and became. Somebody can come to shul any day according to the Gemara. Doesn't have to daven. Listen to Chazor Shachatz. It might be for some people more easier to daven than to listen to Chazor Shachatz. Word by word. I'm sure it's not such a very good question. Listen to every word of Chazor Shachatz. Vagabonim to listen to Chazor Shachatz and Sohomein and be Yitze. That's Shechitzibu and Moitzi as Abu Afil Bikim Yidei Chayvosa. And Sohomein say no again. The Maskanah says more like this. Aloha ki Chachomim Koli Moitzi Shom. Aloha ki Vagamlil Abu Shom. Aloha Maisa. And in fact, the Minika Teimonim Ad Hayoim in some Teimonim Shem Minyonim is that they don't daven Musa Bechal Roshon. The Shechitzibu gets up and he davens and then they listen. Amazing. That's a lot of mice. So mainly now that's the background for understanding what the Baal Mor is telling us. What's he telling us? Baal Mor says like this that there was a minig, an old minig from the Goyim that when it came to Musaf, the tzibur would daven seven here, would daven seven. Presumably, they would daven Musaf for them, for the Tfil Balachash of the Tzibur. Musaf would be a repetition, a replica of Shachris. Well, they said in Shachris, they would say again on Musaf. And then, they would listen to the Shir Tzibur. Well, Shir Tzibur then would say nine brachas. First of all, Shach do such a thing? What's your reaction to that? Let's talk about an anal boki. Let's use an anal boki. An anal boki can always be yotze. Has no choice. Anal boki is no sidur. Anal boki can always be yotze. What would you say? Somebody's a boki and he knows and he's able to daven himself out there, the gimmishness, the gimmachness. He doesn't know the brochim tzoyes of Shabbos, of Yom Tov, of Hashanah. He doesn't know the brochim tzoyes. So can he, should he, is he allowed to daven Gilmi 6? He wants to daven himself, whatever he knows he wants to daven. Like it's the do what the Taimonim do is if like you're missing Rosh Hashanah B'chol, you might as well stay, you cannot stay in bed. You're not going to daven Machis, you're not going to daven Machis on Shabbos. Good, so he this, and then he wants to daven Gilmi Shanes, Gilmi Lachroines, and he'll listen to Shabbos, but I don't know, on a Shabbos, on a Sukkos, can you do that? Is that such a thing? What do you say? Should I do such a thing? Lechayr not, because there's a minimum tefillah. The minimum tefillah is gimel shas gimel chayonis and ends in emsa. The emsa bechol is gimel and soyus. The emsa and shabbos don't do it. One bracha in the middle. To dab in three and three and leave out the middle is talking brachas batol. Brachas batol. You can't do that. It's not. You need to have an esrei. You need to have a tefillah. Have a tefillah. Is that what I think? So in Cain, so what were they doing? What was his minig? And came to Musa for Shono, instead of davening nine, they davened seven. They davened seven. So is it like that example or not? So obviously they held it wasn't like that example. So they held, this minig held that leaving out, even in Musa, leaving out Machis and Shoifers and davening, it's not Machis at all. It's not like davening is leaving out the emsa. They didn't leave out the emsa. They davened the tefillah they davened is a whole. They davened the whole tefillah. It's like Moshe Mata Vadoime Ulai Moshe Mata Vadoime. Somebody doesn't know Yalavir about it. He doesn't know. He doesn't know. So what would we tell him to do? But he wants to daven Shmones. I don't know Shchaydish. I'm Cholmei Shachris. He wants to daven Shachris Cholmei. But he doesn't know Yalavir about it. He doesn't know that about it. He doesn't say it often enough. So. That person is unfortunate in Bahak. That we tell him, if he's in a book, if the Bahak holds even a book, he can do this. No, not that. But certainly, if he's in a book, we tell him, daven the 19 brachos that you know, and listen to Sheikh Sibu to be a Yalav Yalav. We wouldn't say it's a brachos of a Tola. We wouldn't say it's a brachos. It's not a brachos of a Tola. It's not brachos of a Tola to daven on Rosh Chodesh and not make Yalav Yalav. You have to daven again every time that meets the time that even of us for it. But not brachos of a Tola. Not missing an integral chelik of Shmoneh Esrei. So Kanir, the old minig that the Balmori first of held that Machis Ram Shoyver is the type of Hesofa that we add to the Tfilah. It's Hesofa that we add to the Chepts of the Tfilah, the basic Chepts of a Tfilah of seven. It's Hesofa of three. That's one Nikud. So right away, Nishalas HaShailo, there's this stim with what the Balmori calls later in the next line, what he calls the Shoyvish HaAlocha. What did Balamor say? Balamor himself said, "Ani oim yeshayish aloch is Roshana. We daven nine brachos, all the tefillahs, not only Musaf but Shachris, Ma'ariv, Shachris, and Minchah." So like this, until we went back and saw this meaning being done, the way we explained it was that Balamor said this, that there's a tefillah of 18 brachos, a tefillah of 7 brachos, a tefillah of 9 brachos. So you would have thought before we just learned this, you would have thought that. Nine brachas is that's the chesed of tefillas Rosh Hashanah, and just like during the week you can't have 15 for sure. You can't have 15. A bokeh you can't have 15. That's for sure. You can't say I'll leave out one and I'll leave out two. I'll be next to him. I'll be next to my grandmother with two or three brachas and double the rest. You can't do that. The tefillah is an indivisible whole. You can't break off pieces of tefillah. Hesafa is an askoris perhaps. They're addendums, but the chesed of tefillah can't break up. Can't divide. So he would have thought if the Balmor holds two one was nine, so it's one it's a chetz of nine, it's a unit of nine brachos. But we see L'choy Nalagia, the Balmor didn't find this to be a steer. It's a chi of Hesofa in all the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah. As in Chuy B'Moysev, not a star in the middle of a bracha like Yalav Yovit, Chuy B'Moysev brachos, but they can't beget the Hesofa. Beget the Hesofa, you understand what I mean? It's not that the middle is a unit of three brachos. The oil and basic tefillah on Rosh Hashanah remains a basic tefillah of seven. But you're not yotze yechiv unless you add. You're not yotze shachris or mincha or ma'ariv unless you add the three hesavos that of Machis Ram Shoyfer. But it's an addition. So now that's aleph in sin. Now the loch is the mele being that a sofa. So a boki, even a boki, and any boki, a boki can say I want to daven seven. And I want to rely on the locha going real, but Rosh Hashanah, the guy made the Hesofa, the way the Bahak says he can do the Alav Yovel. It's one more cool deal. Let me just add another point. Balmo says, Nishtanu amin hogim, v'ashro v'chos v'akol liyas v'spalim teisha v'chos. Nishtanu, he calls this Nishtanu amin hogim. Nishtanu amin hogim, and everybody started davening nine. Let me ask you a portion of Shailot. Why is Nishtanu amin hogim? I told you have the answer already. Why is Balabas saying Nishanam and Hobby? Why is it Nishanam and Hobby? What happened was there was advancement in education. The Chadorim got better. when he was a kid, so they didn't know Machas and Shavas Baal Peh. Never. They didn't know. They didn't know. Without a Siddur, I don't know who would know it. They didn't know it. So they had to rely on the Shliach Tzibur that knew it. In later years, the Chadorim got better, so they taught the kids Machas and Shavas. It became Bikim. Machas and Shavas, they davened everything themselves. Why is there Sanam and Hogim? Sanam and Hogim. The level of education went up. Right? You cause them Sanam and Hogim, not only the way I'm reading Balamor. The Rabban understood this, but the Rabban already understood. Balamor is telling us that there's a Shinim who's not more education like that. They weren't more or less educated. That's not the point. The point is to take a different meaning. A different meaning. But what's the plan? Why is it even meaning? What? No. Because, first of all, Balamor, so the answer is like this. Balamor is talking about Bikir. They didn't do a Mitecha Hechrach. They did it because Allah Kalam Gamliel, so. They were Bikiyim here. Even the Yaldusa and the Goyim, they did this in the Bodhimanish of the Goyim. They weren't Enem Bikiyim, they were Bikiyim there. But the Loch is, you can listen to Shlitzi. But maybe the Elders of Mylin, being Yosei, Malchus and Shlavis, Bereva, Matus Melach, that's the claim. The Vod is, we're talking about Bikiyim. It wasn't Enem Bikiyim, and then they became more proficient in the Siddur. And that's not what's going on. You don't call that a Shinim meaning. So there's a principle here. So the Aleph is that the Noyag, the meaning was to rely on the Shliach Tzibur to be Yotzei, Malchus Chan Shoshis. So they did it like that. And Shaz, what's the Oifen of doing it? What's the Oifen of doing it? Here's a very basic example. What's the Oifen of doing it? When the Gemara says he can be Yotzei with Shliach Tzibur. So the early meaning was that the only meaning was like this. They held that Machas and Shavas is an addition, is an addendum, and the two chiyuv and Vashana, in Musa, talking about Musa. No, that's not what I'm talking about Musa. The times that before Yidam's Musa is Mechuyim and a double chiyuv, not two chiyuv, a double chiyuv, a compounded chiyuv. The chiyuv that David Musa was the chiyuv David Musa and any Yom Tov. Any Yomoyed, any Mechuyim, the chiyuv David Musa. That chiyuv is the chiyuv David another tefillah, fourth tefillah, which consists of seven brochas. That basic chiyuv is the chiyuv to daven seven brochas. That's the chiyuv, and that's one chiyuv which we have before we daven musaf. But Shana is not a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv to add to the tefillah three more brochas called machas and shavas. It's a compounded chiyuv. In addition to daven musaf, we have to make an addition in the musaf. So mele the first minhag held that which everybody, even Bikiyim, are allowed and given license to rely on Shliach Tzibur, the Beitzah Shliach from Shliach Tzibur, not davening for themselves, is only the Rosh Hashanah Tikkun Tefillah, the Chiyuv that was Chadesh, the Chelek of this Tefillah, which is Miyuchot to Rosh Hashanah. Miyuchot to Rosh Hashanah is supposed to all have the Yom Tov. So the Chelek of the Tefillah, which is Miyuchot to Rosh Hashanah, which is Rosh Hashanah Tikkun, Rosh Hashanah Tikkun is only the Gimel Brochus in the middle. So it's not the Pshat that they split the Shemoneh Esrei. They davened a yontav digger Shemoneh Esrei because by that they could not have been yotzei min Aboki, says the Baal Amor. The Aboki couldn't be yotzei from the Shliach Tzibur because just like Moshul Shachris, you have to daven your own because it's not the Gemara says only Machas and Shachris. There's a lot of psukim, a lot of words. How do you remember? Shachris or Shonda, the Gemara says if you're Aboki, you say you have to daven yourself. So this minig held that who are in the basic tefillah of Musaf, you have no possibility of being yotzei from Shliach Tzibur. It's only the addition. The nishtana minig gets a whole different perspective on tefillah Musaf Rosh Hashanah. That's the nishtana. Now it became smarter, more proficient than cheder. Nishtana minig means that there's a different approach to tefillah Rosh Hashanah. Tefillah Rosh Hashanah is one unit of nine brachas. So mainly when the Gemara says that a Boki in Rosh Hashanah can be Yetzim, Malchus Chan Shavas from Shliach Tzibur, means the entire Shemoneh Esrei means Faket, you talk in Faket, and you have no right to split it up. But if the other approach to Musaf is, it's a basic Musaf of seven with an addendum similar to Yalav Yovel on Shachris Chol HaMoed. No, it's a whole new Chesed of Tefillah. It happens to overlap. The Gimel Rishonis, Gimel Achronis, all of Tefillahs begin and end that way. But the tefillah Musaf and Shana feed the second shita is a whole new tefillah. It's a whole new chesed tefillah of nine, and to take seven, the daven Musaf of seven on Rosh Hashanah is like davening six on Shabbos. Just like we began, you can't daven six on Shabbos. either everything and nothing. All or nothing. Either seven or nothing.
So how can we just be asking with the chance?
What?
Well, so how can we just be asking with the chance the entire Ben Ezra?
That's the Shinoi Minyak. The first Minyak held that Bikim can only be Yotzei Machzen Shefes. And the basic tefillah, they can be Yotzei. And the second Minyak held, no, the S is one Chefs of tefillah. Musa Vashonah is a nine, is a tefillah of nine brachas. And it's indivisible. Bang for Bikim, for Bikim, it's indivisible. And that's what tefillah is. So in Melech Bechrav, that Shita held that when the Gemara says, Halacha Kramamliya Vashonah means that Musa Vashonah then he be Yotzei Shmeikainen. Because he can't split it. So if you create the machat and shoyes, behech vach you create the fam bovis to Shim Shalom.
So why can't we be yes in the Tarish Ben Ezra?
The second minute held like that. That's what they did. What?
We
Allah Lamaisa today. I'd rather dab it myself. You can. You can. The Timon do it. You can. Allah Lamaisa, you could. You could. It's much more fun to do it yourself. No, no, but it's whatever. I've got nothing to do. Allah Lamaisa, you can. You could. But then that Ben Ezra will continue next time for that. We'll never tell this.
That included, if according to the minhag, that you could dance just the seven by yourself.